Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Today we shine the star spotlight on someone very special, Madeline Finn, who's a local musician that got to audition on the brand new American Idol. Now, Madeline, I would assume that when you go there, you think it's going to be just like the old American Idol, right?
That's totally what I assumed. I was like, this is going to be just like every other season. It's going to be super easy. But I'll be honest with you, it's not. They've totally changed the game this go around.
Well, I bet it's different. I mean, you've performed forever and you know, you're up on a stage and you know, there's a crowd depending on the crowd size, small, large, whatever it is. And now you're here. It's you performing in front of three judges. How's that different? Is that, I mean, to me, I would think that's more nerve wracking, or is that not the case?
I mean, anytime you sing in front of Katy Perry, it's going to be a scary thing. So
we know what their personalities are like publicly, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. How were they in the judging room? Like, was one of them the nice one and one of them the one that gives, you know, the mean criticism and the one is the, you know, waffler? Like, did they have distinct personalities like that?
I mean, honestly, I went into it thinking like, okay, like who's going to be the Simon? What's going to happen? Like, what's happening? And in all actuality, like this season is so much more constructive. So, like, none of them were mean. None of them gave poor criticism. I'll tell you what, Katy Perry is a tough cookie, though. You know, she made it very well known that she knows what she's talking about. And when she gives you advice, it's good advice, though. Lionel seems to just have this way about him that's, like, he's articulate in the way that he speaks. So, and he thinks really hard before he says anything. So I like that about him. And Luke Bryan is just the sweetest, most wonderful human. I'm not going to play favorites, but he was awesome. So,
did his smile light up the room? I mean, let's be honest, his smile is gorgeous.
Oh, he's totally. Oh. It's amazing. I actually said that to him in my audition. I think that was the first thing I said to him. I think I was like, I like your smile. And when I saw Ryan Seacrest, I was like, your eyes are really pretty. I don't know why, but my brain just kind of like shut off and went into compliment mode.
So when you were there, you tried out in Nashville, how long did you have to wait to get to the big three, if you will?
So that day I got there around 6:30 in the morning, and I was the last one to audition. So I ended up leaving around, what, like 1 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, my gosh. What? Yeah, did you so nap that day? Were you not exhausted by 1 a.m? You are kidding me.
Yeah, it was a really, really long, grueling day.
I love it. American Idol coming back. Obviously, as you mentioned, a different network on ABC. So we're not sure when your audition will air, right? It's probably in the first week or two, I would imagine, but we don't know exactly.
Yeah, we're not sure exactly. I mean, just keep your eyes peeled for the Nashville date. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure there's going to be an insane amount of talent this season. I'm, you know, really pumped. There's no funny auditions anymore. Everything's real serious. We're trying to make sure that, you know, somebody really benefits from the season. So I'm really excited.
Well, we'll be watching Sunday night American Idol premiering on ABC at 8 o'clock.